you like this episode, please subscribe, share with others, rate and review so we can continue to bring you great programming.
Let's change the world together. Welcome to the Snapcast, the podcast for all nonprofit professionals, bringing you interviews and amazing ideas for nonprofit leaders.
I'm just going to start the recording on that. Sean, we just completed the episode on inflation and how nonprofits can protect themselves against it and why they should protect themselves against it and the urgency involved there. But you made a statement that I want to kind of play devil's advocate with for a minute, which is a licensed investment advisor can help the nonprofit invest properly and in line with their mission goals so that they're not investing in, say, bad companies, companies that may have a bad image or may do things that the nonprofit considers unsavory. And the devil's advocate position I want to just throw out there. And again, our standard disclaimer, I'm not a financial advisor.
Well, I am a financial advisor. I'm not an investment advisor.
Thank you. That's the difference. All right. Very, very good distinction. Right. So yeah, neither of us, I mean, I'm certainly not licensed in any sense of the word, except to drive, maybe that's it. But in the devil's advocate argument that I have made from time to time, and this is just for conversation's sake.
Yeah.
If I'm a nonprofit that has money to invest, why does it matter if I'm investing cleanly or not? Why does it matter if I'm adhering to mission-based goals? If I can make money, for instance, in investing in a company that is less than nice, you know, if they have a poor reputation, if I can walk away from that richer, why wouldn't I do that?
Well, you know, for some organizations, investing to get the greatest return, that might be completely consistent with their mission and values. And so by all means, you know, if you are, you know, the social Darwinism society or whatever, then, you know, jumping in that way is going to be highly consistent with your mission and goals. Other nonprofits, though, yeah, you ideally, every action you take as a nonprofit is consistent with your mission and goals. And so for those nonprofits, hopefully this would be a, yeah, of course, you know, we're all about healthy families. And so we're not going to invest in tobacco. We're not going to invest in sugar either, because we consider those, you know, all the research has shown that those things are very detrimental to people's health. And so hopefully that would be just an easy answer for the board and the other staff leadership. But if it isn't, I would also add that there's risk for your organization if you are the, you know, healthy families society and you invest in money in tobacco and sugar, because, you know, this may come to light one way or the other, because stuff comes to light all the time. And what are your donors going to think? What are your other supporters going to think if you've been talking out of one side of your mouth saying, yeah, you know, we need to cut back on sugar and, you know, stop smoking and this, that, and the other, but then you are deriving income from those same things that you are denouncing the rest of the day? And so so out of self-preservation, if for no other reason, you want to have investments work in a way that's consistent with your mission and values.
That makes a ton of sense. And I don't mean to diminish the importance of that. It, you know, it has something to do with that examination and credibility and the integrity of your organization for sure. But again, this is just for conversation's sake. This is just me positing the devil's advocacy position. I remember having a conversation with a friend of mine. We were discussing whether or not to invest in a particular company that I won't name. They're famous for making a very potent and controversial brand of herbicide. Mm-hmm. And my argument at the time was, you know, and a beer may have been involved. But my argument at the time was, why don't you just go ahead and invest in that company? And here's my logic. They don't even know you exist. But if you can walk away from that transaction with a few more bucks in your pocket, you could donate that money to another nonprofit. And the nonprofit will be infinitely grateful for that contribution, even if the other company just isn't even aware that you're on the planet. And yeah, that was the argument that I had made at the time. I'm not sure that holds any water with regard to organizations and public mission and stuff like that. But
that gets to investment philosophy. And so this is one of those things where a good organization with thoughtful, smart people can spend years having that conversation, whether or not beer is involved. And it's one of those things where what I would urge any organization to do is that as long as we have this inflation thing kind of looming over us, get your money, your cash surplus out of a situation where it's in danger to inflation, right? You want to at least keep up with inflation. But then have that ongoing conversation about an investment philosophy. Don't let the perfect be the enemy of the good. And so, you know, set a goal that, you know, by July or whatever, mm-hmm. in 6 months, we're going to have at least a provisional investment philosophy in place. We might not all like it. It might not be a finished product, but we're not going to let perfect be the enemy of the good. We'll get something in place that'll at least be a guide to our finance committee and our investment advisor so they can guide us in the appropriate ways, because you're going to have an investment advisor and you're going to have your finance committee and or your finance staff interacting with that investment advisor and helping to make sure things are done consistently. But they're going to need to be able to refer back to your investment policy and your investment philosophy to make sure that things are done in a consistent way. And if, you know, you need to continue long-term having that conversation about whether or not certain herbicide producers are consistent with your values, you know, if that's an unresolved question in July, great. Then, you know, that's guidance for them. But then, you know, maybe in another 6 or 12 months, you update the investment philosophy, and then you have new direction to the investment advisor that, yeah, we need to get rid of every investment that is in these highly toxic herbicides. And so go ahead and sell it now, because we're not going to do that anymore. But we've reconsidered sugar because we've decided that's not such a big deal, or new research has come out saying that it's really awesome. Whatever it is, you can update these documents, but I think it's better to get something that's pretty good in place and then continue to refine rather than wait to get it perfect. Because I've just seen too many good boards get bogged down trying to get it perfect.
Is an investment philosophy something that the board needs to approve on with the vote?
I would think so. Yeah. Because there's going to be one anyway. And so, is it going to be written or not written? Because there will be one. The people's values are at stake. You might as well be explicit. Yeah, and there are good examples out there just by Googling.
Sure.
To give you just a template to start from. And the basic idea is to give good guidance to your people who are keeping more of a day-to-day eye on those investments.
Yeah.
And then also so that you're holding them accountable.
Thanks for the quick bonus episode. Once again, how does a nonprofit learn more about your work and to be in contact with you if they desire?
I'd be happy to hear from any of your listeners. I'm Sean Hale. My website is seanhale.org, seanhale.org. And you'll find blogs and lots of information about the work my team and I do, and a contact us form and my email address as well.
Sean, as always, thanks for joining me at the microphone.
Mickey, it was a real pleasure. Thank you so much for this opportunity.
This has been The Snapcast. Thank you for joining us.
The Snapcast is a production of the Nonprofit Snapshot. Please visit us at nonprofitsnapshot.org to learn more about our consulting work and the ways we can help your organization continue to make the world a better place.